Today, we move into a new dimension in our coverage of motor racing. From the State Fairgrounds in Springfield, Illinois, Wide World of Sports brings you for the first time live, as well as in color, a National Indianapolis Car Championship race. You'll see this 100-mile race from start to finish, all the action at the moment it occurs. Good afternoon, I'm Jim McKay, and of course, motor racing is nothing new to us. We've been from the Indianapolis 500 to the 24 Hours of Le Mans, from Darlington, South Carolina, and Daytona, Florida, to Moons, Italy, Grand Prix, England, you name it. But this is the first time that we've brought you an American automobile race live. It has been done, in fact, only once before in history by any network, and that was way back in 1959. This would be a good one today. The theater is most exciting. It's the spirit of Mid-America, the Middle West, and the good old summertime, because we're at the State Fair. 30,000 people here to watch the race, and in the State Fairgrounds around us, many more thousands. As a matter of fact, we understand they passed the 1 million mark in attendance this year at noon today. The temperature in the 90s, the skies couldn't be clearer. Working with us as our expert commentator will be a man who won his first championship race right here on this track. He won this race 3 times, and of course he won Indianapolis twice, Roger Ward. Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's been a pleasure to be back with you, and back to one of my favorite race tracks. Well, boy, Richard, this sure was one of your favorites. And this race today shapes up as most interesting, because all the top drivers are on hand, although we must say that one, Bobby Unser, the Indianapolis 500 winner, blew his engine in practice and will not be in the race. However, A.J. Foyt, well, and Mario Andretti, the whole group. But it's interesting that a certain young man is in the first row of this race, which technically is called the Tony Bettenhausen Memorial, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And of course, that young man is Tony Bettenhausen's son, Gary Bettenhausen. And he's really a fine young race driver, doing a great job. And certainly would have to be considered one of the favorites to win this race, because he went out fairly late when the track was quite slick and still was able to qualify right up front. And of course, this is a big track, 1 mile in dimensions. We'll talk a little bit more about that very shortly. We'll be back in a minute then at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, Illinois. Okay, we're back again live at the State Fairgrounds in Springfield, Illinois. Jimmy came along with Roger Ward, and right now we're going to meet another of our commentary team, Christy Cunamacki, the editor of National Speed Sport Youth. Chris, as always, is down in the pit. Chris, you read me right now?
Well, we're down here, Jim, and this hot sun is going to make it difficult for everybody, the drivers and the new commentators. This is the 15th race in a long season of big car championship events. It should be a great piece of competition.
Okay, who the hell with you down there?
This is A.J. Foyt, a man who has won here 3 times. A.J., race drivers have said that dirt track racing is the most demanding, the most dangerous, and yet in the same breath, say it's the most fun. You subscribe to that?
Yes, I do, sir. When the dirt is a very heavy racetrack, which today you found out it is very dry slick, I don't care much for dirt like this, but when it's heavy and then really sliding on 3 or 4 bits, it's just beautiful to drive. It is dangerous, but it's a lot of fun.
What about today's race, AJ, on this track? Is it going to be tough on the drivers?
It won't be very hard on the drivers today. I looked possible for a lot of tire wear because the track is very dry slick and it does cause excessive tire wear.
What about where will you run? Down low, in the middle, or up high?
Well, I imagine the groove will probably start off up high and then as the race progresses, the groove will move down.
What about passing? Is it best to pass early in the race or wait till late in the race?
Well, I'm going for broke. I'm not handling too good on this dry slick track today, and all I can say is my good friends in Houston, I'm going to try to bring them home a winner, and all we can do is just go for broke. If we have any problems, we fall out. If we don't, it's possible we win.
Well, good luck to you, AJ Foyt. Back to you, Jim McKay.
Okay, thanks very much, Chris. Roger, we said before that this, of course, is a dirt track. AJ Foyt and Chris Cunamacki have been discussing it in some detail. How about a little expert commentary on how a dirt track varies from an asphalt track with Miss Hayden?
Well, actually, this is a diagram of the track. It's not unusual. The unusual thing you're going to see today, of course, is the technique used to drive the racetrack. Actually, this is a good dirt track because it has large sweeping turns. This could present some problems in terms of tire wear. Okay, well, here is Mario Andretti in the time track. Let's see how he takes this, sir, and he can explain it. Well, actually, as they enter the turn, they will go in at about a 25-degree controlled slide. And you can see him here as he starts out through the turn there. He'll come out in a grip. And, of course, that is very abusive to the tires themselves. And you see the dirt flying up there, and down straight away for quite good. But the winner turns and throw the car into a great big slide. Right there, you see. And then, of course, they control that grip with the throttle all the way through the turn. So this is the technique being used, and you'll see used today on Wide World of Sports.
Okay, well, not only is the technique different, but the cars are certainly very different in appearance, although they're only saying the specifications are the same as any. Is that right?
Actually, they are the same, and you might have seen these cars back in the early 50s at Indianapolis. However, these are much refined over the cars that we ran at that time, but they would look basically the same.
Okay, well, once again, we'll be back in a minute with the start of the race at Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, Illinois.
Start your engine!
There's Tony Holman giving the car. And it'll be action from now on.
The car you're looking at right there is actually a Ford car race car. That's the only double overturn Ford in the race, so we should watch it.
That's Jimmy Malloy, who was the fastest qualifying rookie at Indianapolis. He's here in the traditional balloon. This time they're all white, however, instead of berry color. Quite a ways back in the middle of that. There's Barry Buttonhausen on the outside there. not only is the honor to start in the first row in the right field after his father, but also this is the first time he's ever made the starting field in this race. The first time he plays here in Springfield, it's a big day for him. His father, of course, was killed in the flight back in the city a few years ago when he was testing someone else's car in fact.
Ready.
like you may have had it for the day. Well, that's a tough break for Mario because with Bobby Unser out of the running, it could give him a chance to pick up the very important point towards that championship. And if he's out, that means that he won't be able to do anything at all. He's certainly out as far as any chance of winning the race is concerned. He had been in fifth place, quite close to Roger McCutcheon, who was just ahead of him. The battle right now is the second place. There's the leader again, Gary Bettenhausen. Unser and A.J. Foyt in a battle for second. Into the first turn, dropping the score card, still in a high groove. And actually, Jim, A.J. Foyt has taken over second place. He has now passed Al Unser, and he's looking at the bottom. Apparently, his car's put up the run on the bottom, and they've gone by Al, putting a little distance on. Yes, he is. It's interesting how you can actually see the driver at work in his dirt track car. You can see him battling that steering wheel, much more than you can in the Grand Prix or Indianapolis car. Well, something just is one of the things that the fan likes to do. That he can actually feel that he's in there with the driver. A.J. Foyt put up his left hand as he went by, and I think he may be having a problem. He's slowing down, definitely, down towards the infield, the defending champion in the race. A.J., who has such a great year in 1967, has had no luck so far this season, and it looks like he may have had it. Here are the top leaders in the distance, talking by the wayside here, Mario Andretti and A.J. Foyt. So the second place car is now out of the run. And put Al Unser back in second. That's right. And it makes Roger McCutcheon third. First of all, he's still losing a little ground to Gary Bettenhausen and the picture right there. Gary Bettenhausen in that car number 11. Leading by, get an idea of the speed right there. Trying to listen to the pitch there. That may be a little bit of Mario and Gianni. He's trying to get back to the pitch. Apparently, he feels as though there's not too much wrong with his car. He might be able to get back in the race. Yes, he could get it to the pitch first to get it set. Do you think that this early in the race, that he might have anything to do with his engine to get it back up?
No, I wouldn't think so. It's quite often in a situation like this, something just went wrong, or might have jumped out of gear back to cars, or perhaps the move the engine. It's difficult to say.
Leader is number 11. Gary Bettenhausen, Al Unser, number 5 is second, Roger McCutcheon, number 8 is third, and George Snyder, number 90, has now moved into fourth place. In fifth position is Larry Gibson, car number 45. When the yellow flag is out, apparently they're concerned about that automobile parked up there, or there might be a car spun out up in turn 3 or 4, but unless the yellow flag is out, it's a big, big, big car. It's not spun out, but he's pushing it into the pitch himself. Now, certainly they want to be sure that that car gets off the track. Yellow flag is out, and of course, this will slow the field down, and the cars will bunch up, and it would give Al Unser a chance to get back up real close to Gary Bettenhausen. And of course, Roger McCutcheon will also move up, so it makes a whole brand new race out of it. A.J. Foyt is a man who is totally involved with his automobile. He was out here at 9:30 this morning working on it, and even when it has betrayed and broken down, he's pushing it home back to the pit. The yellow crew has gone up to help, and he's giving us some instructions. I think perhaps he's hoping he can get back in. Well, Lanzetti up for it. Another car slowing down. Car number 108, that's Peter Leroy, who started in the last row in his Chevy powered car. Well, there's a fellow in the audience, Premier Agency Day, Lawrence Welch. He's been performing here at the State Fair in the evening. He does all kinds of sports. Great golfer, and he seems to be enjoying himself today. Okay, well, we'll be back in just a minute in the best of the excitement at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. Now, there are about five cars between the first place car, Gary Bettenhausen here, and the second place car, Al Unser, number 5. There's a third over on the back straightaway, Jim. And this car is about all in. Turn 2. I can't get the numbers yet in the back. Number 44, Chuck Booth. Here's the car against the wall, and there's the driver down on the ground. That looks like Chuck in some pain. he was able to get out of the automobile, apparently he's not hurt too severely. It was just after the green flag had gone out again, after the withdrawal from the race of Mario Andretti's car, and by the way, his car has been switched behind the wall, and also the breakdown of A.J. Foyt's car, but they're still working on Foyt's car, hoping to get back in the race. And that is either Wally Dallenbach, Bruce Walkup, or Roger West, one of those 50 cars. Bruce Walkup, in car number 57, is the other car involved in the accident. Bruce Walkup of Sacramento, California, then, and Chuck Booth, also from Sacramento. How about that? The ambulance has gone out in the back to the scene, and of course, we've got to find it out again, the second time we've had it today. Of course, Jim, in a situation like this, when you have a yellow flag, the cars do get bunched up, and quite often, in an effort to gain a few positions, by you're going to have something look at it. We've got a car in the fifth, car number 90 is in the fifth, and it looks as though they're going to change the tire. I can't tell for sure. Well, that's number 90 is George Snyder, and he was involved in it, but apparently he's gone all the way around. Made it back to the pit and they're checking the car out now. He was in fourth position, so that's a tough break for George. Okay, so it should still be Gary Bettenhauser, the leader, Al Hunter, second, and Roger McCluskey, third. But things are really getting stirred up here in Springfield, Illinois. The ambulance is still parked on the racetrack, so we'll have no clean flag for a while. Richard Fenimaster is down in the pit. With Bobby Unser, the fellow who did not make the race today when his car blew during practice. Just you in and out. Okay, Jim. First of all, we talked with Mario Andretti. He's blown an engine, he's out of it. And AJ Foyt has got magneto trouble and hopes to get back in. Bobby Unser, whose car broke a piston earlier, has joined our team and will help us commentate on the race. Bobby, how's the track from your standpoint?
Well, it actually is going to end up being better for us because it isn't going to be halfway between wet and dry. It's going to be all dry. But it's going to be a dry season. Now, right now, it's very dusty, but it's going to get drier and blacker, and towards the end of the race, it's going to be a better race track than it is right now.
What about tires, Bobby?
Well, I hope and hope that it's going to wear tires quite a bit. I think it's going to be, we have a lot of sun. It's very hot today. I think that we're going to have more tire wear today than we've ever had in the race before. The other thing, Tolson, is both the Chinese tires and the Goodyear have new types of tires today, and they both should wear better. In other words, they're kind of counting on missing the team here.
Well, we'll be watching. Now back to you, Jim McKay. There is the leader on the back stretch. And you can see in second place is Al Unser, and see, he is really closing in, and McCluskey is coming up to him. I would say, Jim, that just a few laps here, we're going to have a real battle for the